Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about giving discounts to customers.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Why you shouldn't do it, when you should do it, and how you should do it, right? So this is something, it's crazy. We've now recorded way more than 250 episodes, but we've never talked about discounts. We talked about it a little bit here and there, mainly on the episode on negotiations, but we never talked about specifically why, how, and if startups should discount their retail pricing to customers, right? So I'll start making a claim, and then I'm dying to hear your thoughts on this. So especially in B2B, I'm not that familiar in B2C, to be honest. Like, that's just not my world. But in B2B, I am not the greatest of fans when it comes to discounts. I know that it's in B2B kind of best practice to do that. A lot of companies are heavily discounting through their sales teams when they talk to prospects and they're trying to close a deal. Sometimes they do it because they want to be competitive with another offer that a prospect has. Sometimes they do it just because the sales team thinks that if they can lower the price, it's going to make it an easier purchasing decision. And all in all, I think it's a really bad practice that leads to a lot of issues down the line. So I'm really against aggressively discounting in B2B if you're selling to small and medium-sized customers. In the enterprise world, it's a totally different ballgame. In the enterprise world, I think you have to add a massive margin. So down the line, once you talk to procurement, you can give a big discount because it's just the way large organizations purchase things. There's a whole department. The entire job they have is to save the company money when they purchase from vendors. So if you price your product without that in mind, you're basically making it impossible for somebody in the large organization to make a living. So they will not be happy about that and they will not purchase your product, right? So in the enterprise world, although it's kind of a dumb game to price your product way higher than you think you're going to sell it for, so then you can give some kind of a fake discount down the line, it's just the way things work. So you have to live with that reality usually. But in the SMB world, most SaaS companies are very aggressive on the discounts, and I think it's a terrible idea in most cases. And I'll riff on why I think it's a terrible idea later, but I just want to hear your reaction. What's your thought in general on like giving discounts to prospects to convince them to become customers, or maybe even down the line when somebody's a customer, giving discounts for them to renew, or if they cancel, offering them a discount to stay? What's your general take on discounts and when they work well and when they don't? I'm dying to hear that.
Yeah, a couple things. I'm just not a fan of discounts in general. And this is a general rule, but I think when I think of discounts, I think of certain brands. So in a simple way, when you think about discounts, just think about what brands people come to your mind when you think about that. And do you want your brand to have that same association? So Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, those kind of brands are known for discounting more than others. And there's obviously the Groupons and all that of the world as well. And then there's the idea of like Gucci or Coach and brands like that, that themselves tend to have very little discounting. And if they do, it's because of a specific reason. And the reason could be like, this is like, you know, out of season, or there's only a few things on discount because it's the last of our inventory or things like that. I'm not saying those are good or bad reasons. I'm just saying that like the volume that you give discounts at, the number of discounts you give, how often you do it can really lead to a certain brand impression that you might not understand that you're putting out there in the market. So, you know, and another thing I want to say is like most companies do discounts like in the kind of e-commerce world as well as retail world, because this is where discounts came from actually, because of what's called yield management. So they want to manage their inventory. They want to manage their revenue. They want to increase it. Also, with e-commerce, the typical practice is if you get on their email list, they will give you a one-time coupon to purchase the first time. And they know that when they give you that coupon, you're more likely to purchase. and by what percentage they know. So they know it's worth it for them compared to how much they're losing by giving you that discount in terms of revenue and money. And so my biggest piece of advice on discounting, regardless of what kind of business you are, is like really understand what impression you're putting out there in the market. Here's the thing too. You could say, oh, I have an inside sales team. I'm SaaS. If I give one customer a discount, no one else is going to know. Well, guess what? Word of mouth is one of your biggest drivers of business, period. And so if you give a discount to one person, that next person that they tell is probably going to expect the same discount. At least you have to assume that because you gave the discount to that one person. So that's my general thought on like just blanket discounting. I think there are strategic ways that you can do it and you should do it, but they're very rare and they're very nuanced. And I'm actually going to tee it off to you because every time you rant about how to do discounting right, I learn something. So I'm literally going to tee it off to you to rant about how to do discounting the right way.
All right, let's talk about it. So one thing I wanted to double click on, that's an expression I learned from you, is the, hey, you know, when you do SaaS SMB and you give some kind of a discount to one customer, you're like, nobody's going to know. You know, we told that customer it's not a public interaction, so nobody will know. Well, it's not just the issue is not just even when that customer refers other customers to you, they will have the same pricing and discounting expectation. The problem is also that oftentimes when SaaS companies discount, their sales teams will give different discounts to different customers for very different reasons, right? There's no really, a lot of times companies don't have a standardized rule set on how to do this. It's kind of a deal by deal basis, sales rep by sales rep basis. And then one thing that I've seen many times happen is that some large customer purchases, there's really hard negotiations on what kind of a discount they can get. You end up, you know, you think you can, or the company thinks they can close them at like a 15% discount because they're really, really eager to purchase. And there's a lot of back and forth. And your statement to them or your sales rep's statement to them is like, I went to everybody in the company, the highest level, and this is really the best we can do. And I can't give you one little piece more. And the customer buys that, believes you, and says, all right, I'm going to purchase. And then 3, 4, 5 months down the line, they become friends or meet or talk to another customer of yours that's gotten a 20% discount or a 22% discount. And that's going to create such a fury and anger and bad reputation and brand for you, because then that customer is going to come back and be like, fuck you, asshole. You guys lied to me. I have a friend who's getting your product for cheaper. You told me this is the best deal you can give me. And rightfully so, they're going to be really, really pissed. And this happens all the time in companies that have a very kind of rampant discount culture. And lots of SaaS companies do have that, unfortunately. So first, let me go through a few of the problems that you have to anticipate when you give a lot of discounts. And then I'll tell you when to do it and how to do it right, in my mind, at least, so in my experience. So to me, there's besides the brand thing, which is big, which is what you mentioned, Heat, right? Do you really want to be known as the cheapest option out there? Or do you want to be known as the biggest value option, as the best in class, as a product that's really serious and a company and a brand that's really serious? I really don't like to be the cheapest option around. And we often tell prospects that come to close, if all you're trying to do is get the cheapest price possible, then we'll refer you to our competitors, right? We'd rather have you go to a competitor than deal with us, because what we want to do is we want to partner up with customers that want to have the most sales success. They want to have the biggest growth, the most value out of a solution, out of a partnership, and not just the lowest cost possible. But brand is a big thing. The other thing to me is sales culture. It really creates a toxic sales culture. I've never seen a sales team in a SaaS company that's allowed to give discounts aggressively that has great salespeople and salespeople that create really great relationships. Because, you know, a discount is such a cheap tool that if you give it to salespeople, they will abuse it and they will just default to it as quickly as possible because it's the easiest way to get to the sale. It's the most transactional way to get to the sale. They don't have to convince the prospect that they're offering real value. All they have to convince the customer is that the customer is getting the best deal, quote unquote.